I've got Christina with me, and, well, Christina, nice to
meet you. Hi, Jared.
Nice for you to be on this program today.
Thank you.
We'll put you up on MenV on our presentations page and also on the Tech Podcast. We'll see if people get interested. So, this was an interesting one. You contacted us in regard to, you contacted us some time ago before you joined our network in regards to, I think it was Braille music or something, or you wanted, whether our network was dealing with, besides Braille music, other types of music, and I said yes. And
yes, I was looking for different types of music reading.
So I haven't seen you subscribe to our list yet, but hopefully you will soon.
Okay.
I should be out there.
You should.
Did I approve you?
I thought I replied or something.
Did you end up approving your subscription? Or maybe I did approve it. I'll go look.
Yeah.
Maybe you did, because I remember putting you on one list. And well, anyway, you're here. You asked about different types of music and whether our network's just for Braille music. I said, no, you signed up. You sent me your website. I got interested in your website, which is com. I should know. I've been sending you email. Why don't you talk to us about what your website is all about?
Well, the website came about a good 10 years after I started audio music reading. And I started audio music reading just at a request of a musician in northern Minnesota who was playing guitar, playing piano, taking some lessons, and he really didn't want to read Braille music transcription at the time. I don't know what he does now, but he didn't want to learn it, and he still wanted to follow along with his music lessons. And I was taking some music theory classes at a local college. And so he had called the college, and music professor sent me his way. And there's actually several different methods out there already. And this is kind of just the beginning of internet, AOL.com time. So starting to get more of a national type of communication going. So I think that in the way of he was looking for services, he wasn't finding out about all these different methods. And so, again, with the internet and stuff, I got to learn more and help him out. So when I contacted MENVI, well, it was actually several years ago, but most recently, because I am interested in all methods, just because I am sighted and I read music verbally, doesn't mean I'm not interested in the other types of readings or in Suzuki or different methods of making music. I think whatever works for you, and if it's several combinations of music reading combined, I think it's great. So anyway, I sent the inquiry to you, and you kind of responded back and said, oh, this is interesting that you do audio music reading. So anyway, you and I started talking a little bit, and that I can come and do the podcast and maybe talk about that a little bit and how it works.
Absolutely. I did. I started to do this unmuted, but then I muted myself, and I went to check our discussion list, and you're not there yet.
Oh.
I can put you there.
Yeah, I did receive your email. Yeah.
We'll worry about it later. There's a subscription form on our website that you can fill out, too.
Okay.
and I'll send that URL to you in a little bit. But yeah, that's definitely interesting. And I went, what intrigued me was the fact that on this website, besides talking about reading music, there's a thing for harp.
My favorite instrument of the past decade. And when we say harp, we mean the ones with the string. So I have played harmonica. We're talking about the instrument that has the strings on it. And I have something called Harp Abilities, and it's a program that anybody can use a harp. And these are typically not, I don't play the great big concert one with the pedals on the floor that you press for sharps and flats. I play the folk harp, which has levers at the top of each string that when the lever gets raised and presses into the string, it raises it a half tone. So it's like playing a black key or the raised key on a piano. And so harps are a wonderful bonding. They're a wonderful way of expression. And I have found that everyone loves a harp. And so I play harp at typically nursing homes, and I play at a rehab center on and off during their dinner time. And a lot of it is almost like a conversation. So Harp Abilities is a program where I can get several harps, get a group together, and just have them try it and feel one and do conversations with them, like ask a question of the person next to you and they have a harp and they strum it whatever way they feel. That's kind of in a response, and you learn that music can speak. So it's a wonderful program. I've only done it a few times because I don't have a lot of harps to carry around. So I typically get several loaners from harp builders mm-hmm. that I can share with other people.
Very interesting. Let's see. The website I found was fully accessible, which is very nice to see.
There's going to be a large upgrade to my website, enough that I'm going to take a strong brush-up course, a 4-credit college course, and really become a good webmaster at this.
Well, I also do webmaster work, so
we'll work together, Jared, believe me. Because I'll need help. What I am going to do is, with my audio music description method, again, it's the verbal reading of music. Each tone has a name with the timing, and it's read in groups of phrases. So you can, it's like spelling a word. I'm spelling out the notes. It's like an audio book mm-hmm. where someone reads sentences. But anyway, I'm going to have out for download lead sheet music, which is just the melody and the chords, a very uncomplicated type of music that somebody can learn, and they can harmonize however they want and play it with many different types of instruments. So, for example, a song like folk song Down in the Valley, I will have not only a printed version that I've arranged available for download, I will have a spoken that can be MP3 download. And I have found that a reading of a folk song takes, complete with verses, is about 4 or 5 minutes long, so that a person can play it over and over and learn the song without having to read printed staff or no staff notation or clef. because really all it does is state the name of the tone, its timing, and how it fits in the rhythm and the beat of the whole piece. And also the piece is played, so you have the audio of listening to the music and then the reading of the music. So I'm right now putting together just public domain type of songs, so I don't step on any copyright toes with MP3 downloads.
Uh-huh.
Very, very cautious about that.
Absolutely.
And have it out there available that someone can say, oh, well, I want to learn this Danny Boy, you know, Irish tune. And the reading will be out there. And if someone doesn't have a computer for a download or, you know, that type of thing, you don't need a computer, they can send a request and I can burn it to a CD and send it off. But a lot of people now have their iPods or different types of MP3 players that I foresee in the future I won't need to send out even CDs.
Absolutely.
So that's the direction of the website that I'm going to take. And also, just I'd love to do articles about musicians, have musicians talk with each other, network.
Oh.
Again, I'm very open with all different types of music reading, whether it's Braille, whether it's printed staff, my audio music reading, and have it a network place where people can have, all types of people can have accessible music, not just you know, someone who uses music audio description could maybe have reading disabilities or really doesn't want to even learn how to read the printed books. They could learn a song read to them, just like an audiobook is read.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not a real restrictive use. It could be used by pretty much anybody.
Absolutely. And that's interesting, because I did, you know, if you heard my interviews with Talking Tabs, they do the same thing. They make, you know, they take songs and they make it, you know, where they teach it to you and tell
mm-hmm.
you how to play the chords and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I suppose that with this, you need to know how to play your instrument. You're not going to teach how to play.
And that's the difference. Talking Tabs is great because
and they're a great company.
Yeah,
they are.
I get asked once in a while, "Do you read Tabs?" And I say no, but there's a place I know out on the internet, and here they are. And also, there's another person who has reads music by instrument by telling them which finger to put on which string. Or on which, you know, key on the piano,
they're
and talking them through that.
Yes, Talking Tabs actually mm-hmm. starting to do piano.
Yeah.
Now, I actually was at
yeah.
TSUN, and they were playing a demo of that there.
Mm-hmm. And what I have done is, because there's just so many instruments out there, it's just reading the music. So if somebody wants a music score, it's given to them in an audio way. And again, with this lead note or lead sheet music, which is the melody and the chords being read, multiple types of instruments can play that. A flute can play just the melody.
Mm-hmm.
My harp, I can take the melody and the chords, you know, and harmonize the chords and put it together. Everything but percussion I've read so far. So it's just like buying a piece of sheet music that's not specific to teaching you your instrument. So yes, if I say middle C as a note, you need to know what middle C is on your harmonica, your guitar, or whatever it is.
And,
so
a little different, and it's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Would I be? Would do you want? what we should do is, do you want to send me something, or shall I pull what's up on? There was one thing on the website under harp abilities.
I'll send a couple of chords being read.
Okay.
And that can be applied for
the podcast.
You know, guitar wants to know, you know, well, someone says, hey, give me, you know, the G7 or something like that. So I'll send some chord readings.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll send a part of a song. You know, I'll have it played out. Typically, it's played out in MIDI piano.
Right.
And then I'll have the reading of it so you can say, oh, this is what this beginning of Down in the Valley plays like. Oh, and this is it read. Oh, these are what the notes are called. So you can have a really good example of,
absolutely,
of how
and
it works.
You can send those to us, and we'll apply it to this recording and all of that good stuff.
Okay.
When you get time within the next day or so.
Okay.
Or two. So this is your full-time job?
No, it's not.
this can be a full-time job.
It would be absolutely wonderful. How I started this, again, I come back to the first musician who asked for help. It was 1988, and I was taking some college courses because I couldn't work. I was actually battling chronic fatigue syndrome, and I was barely making it through my classes. I didn't want to be bored, so I really wasn't working for several years. And I'm one of the fortunate ones. I understand that most people relapse with it. I have not. And I feel extremely fortunate that I've been able to go back to work. I'm actually an accountant, and I work with a lot of nonprofits. And I also help with business plans. I've helped some musicians. Locally in Duluth, Minnesota, where I live, I've been on a nonprofit board of an employment agency for people with disabilities. I've been on the board for 10 years now, and a new group started up in my community called the Arrowhead Alliance of Artists with Disabilities. And again, it's all types of artists. Pottery and filmmakers and musicians, and again, it's a network type of thing that's just started in my community, and I've been helping with that. So by day I'm business person, and
by night
I'm the Harper music reader.
do you charge for something like this, or do you have plans to?
For the readings,
mm-hmm.
I do some teachings, I do some volunteering, and I've done some seminars. Probably what I will do is with the sheet music download, I will price a song the same as if you went to sheetmusic.com or something like that for the MP3 download or something.
Right.
Because I don't really make money at this, I do need to cover my expenses, and I also have to pay for all the copyrights that are happening. So it's kind of an even trade so far. I don't have any plans to make it a big thing because I don't know if audio music description is really big over printed sheet music or big note scores or Braille music.
Right.
Now,
well, I ask so that people come to me and say, you know, you guys didn't cover this. Well, I don't know. Why don't you contact them? So.
Yeah, and it's great. You know, I do get emails. I get all sorts of different types. You know, I'm looking for this, or I have somebody who wants a music theory book read or something. And if it's not something that I do, I build up a good network, and meeting you and MENVI is great because it's adding to my network that I can send someone on to say, you know, this person can help you better with this.
These people can. You can sign up.
Yes.
It's free.
Mm-hmm.
The website's
mm-hmm.
accessible, built by a
yes.
accessible,
yeah.
you know, someone
yeah.
who's actually blind. who understands the... I can send you some sample code and you know, maybe, you know, I mean, we can work together.
Yeah.
But it's relatively interesting. I went to your website. I listened to one of the Harpability downloads you had up there.
Now, that was me playing, yes, some harp. That was a little more complex reading than what I'm doing now. Because the Royal National Institute for the Blind in London has talking score,
yeah,
and DEFCON in Amsterdam has spoken music, they don't spend a lot of time on it because it is very complex and it takes a lot of time. So again, if I have a specific job of reading, somebody sends me a book and says, can you read this? I will give an estimate of time and cost.
Absolutely.
But on the other hand, someone says, gee, I'm having a hard time with this. I just tell them what it is, just to help out. Because, you know, musicians help each other. And it's
kind of like
playing together, you know, in a way.
Well, I wouldn't expect you to charge for every little thing.
Yeah.
But I want to make it known that I didn't see any type of pricing or anything on the website. So.
No. I used to have order forms and transcription forms, and I had a previous, it was an audio cassette on how to do it. And I've taken that off the website because the audio cassette I just couldn't support any longer. This will definitely be all MIDI or MP3 audio type of files that will be electronic. I have no requests for audio cassette tapes anymore.
I have not done any audio cassettes in about 8 to 10 years.
Yeah. What's different from what I call NOCI notes is it was named, I don't know, eons ago as NOCI notes, and I'm not quite sure how it came about. What's different from that and what some of the other organizations are doing with speaking and then the printed music comes out in Braille, mine doesn't do that. Mine's just typically just strictly the spoken, and it doesn't come out in Braille. It doesn't print out in music for you. You don't need a computer. You just need some type of player, you know, that you play CDs or something on.
And Talking Tabs is the same way. They don't send you music. They send you CDs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I think there's a lot of...
And there's room for everything. There's room for Talking Tabs.
There's room for everything.
There's room for... Now, Talking Tabs has been starting this new thing, and, you know, the guitar didn't go over that well. I'm hoping that their new piano series that they're working on, that I heard the demo for, will work out. Because that I think people are more into the piano instead of the guitar.
Yeah.
Because
you can get the little keyboards, that play rhythm and...
And you can get keyboards for cheap if you don't have a piano.
Yeah.
So,
I'm
hoping that will go well for them, and, you know, there's a place for you, and there's a place for, you know, the RNIB and CNIB and all these companies to get together and work together on their own thing, and hopefully if, you know, one company can't do it, they can send you to the other. And
Well, I think that's where, again, MEN
and Menvee's,
Menvee comes and is extremely helpful for all of us, you know, who do this to network and to get ideas and make it better and more helpful. And also, you know, that people are listening, they're saying, I want to play my clarinet and I can't play it anymore. Who do I talk to, you know?
Come to us.
Yep.
We'll find somebody.
Yeah.
I mean, if you hear the Bill McCann interview, I did part one, him and I did part one. You know, he's a trumpet player.
Well, I've met Bill. I was at David Goldstein's Summer Institute for College Blind bound blind musicians 1 year, and I was able to meet Bill and several people, including David, who I think is an incredible guy, wonderful humor, really intelligent, and has been probably my best resource in networking in like the past 10 years. So again, the networking is very important. In Europe, they have the government agencies that I just mentioned, and they're government supported. I know that our Library of Congress will rent out, you know, CDs or books or something, but they don't develop these type of methods like England does or Amsterdam does. We have a different marketing scenario in the United States. Sometimes it's good and sometimes it's bad.
Absolutely. Well, it's very, very interesting. And the web, I guess, what else? I can't think of anything else.
Well, on my currently on my website is just a little bit about what NOCI Notes is. And I will be, over the summer, starting to build on it and putting things out there that people can actually use or order. I do have a page, my last page, called Notable Links. And I would just love to have teachers or musicians who, you know, would like to be presented on there or something, to just drop me an email and let me know and what you would like on there and what they do. And I would be more than happy to help promote and get their name out there.
Well, I've got a list of websites in my signature you can use.
Okay.
you know, everything from the blogs to my personal page to the business to...
Wonderful.
You see it in my signature every time I send you something.
Yeah.
But I think today I was going to do this after the recording. I was going to put your website on ours, on our links page at menvi.org/links.html, I believe that URL is. I'm so bad I do web design work and I can't remember the stupid link sometimes. And I was going to put you up there along with the about 12 of others of you.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll make it very interesting.
Yeah. And I will send you some chord readings.
Sure.
That they're played and read. I'll try not to make them too boring. I'll throw some jazz ones out there. People always want to know what a 13th chord is or something and what's in it. So,
you know, whatever you'd like, it'll all come after the interview is complete, and that'll make this very interesting. This program, I think, and it takes a different turn because I'm not dealing with, you know, just music. We're dealing with music in a different way, from someone who decided to, you know, who took something and was like, let's see how.
Let's see how this works.
How this works.
I think that anyone can make music, and this is just one way to do it. Sometimes we get a little too wrapped up in the technical. We want to do well. We have our music teachers, and they're extraordinary people. But sometimes we forget how to make music along the way, too. And we forget that we sing nursery rhymes at an early age that we are making music and we're not reading sheet music at the time. My first time that I played any music, I think I was 4, and I had one of those Magnus chord organs. It was air-generated, and it's kind of like a modern-day keyboard, but it ran on air. You turned on the knob on the side, air pumped into it. It had the sharps and flats, a little keyboard. But to get a chord, it had a button you pushed. And it did come up with a book, you know, and notes were like colors or something. But I didn't pay much attention to the book. I just kind of played around until it sounded right. So maybe I was just kind of a rebel against reading sheet music to begin with. Always looking for a better way.
Right. Absolutely. And someone's just writing in to us who signed up recently asking how to search our website for lead sheet music. And we actually don't have any on our website. I was in talks with a Braillist who will become certified in music Braille about how we can go about doing that, because I'd love to do that, but there's legal ramifications involved that we need to cover ourselves, and I don't know if that's something that MENVI as a network is interested in. Since I'm getting requests for it, I'm going to have to get in contact with Richard and see what we can do about that. And that's where companies like you and others, because you guys can do the whole copyright thing and make sure it's legal and provide it in a way that would be suitable for everybody. They wanted Braille on our website, and I just don't know the legal ramifications behind all of this.
Yeah. When I was doing readings on audio cassette, they were specific requests. I didn't have a music library, and the only one who ended up with the cassette was the person who paid for the reading, and I had a copy. I could not sell that reading because it was copyrighted, so you have to go through the Harry Fox Agency, and if you made $20, you just spent $300 for the copyright. So, again, when I come to the public domain types of songs,
we could probably throw all the public domain, Braille scores up on our website, but
and see, I've done all the arrangements of the public domain, so it's my copyright. So I know that I'm not taking somebody else's lead sheet and just reading it. I'm making my own arrangement,
right.
And so I can use it. And so that I can put out there and have, more than one person enjoy down in the valley or whatever song it is.
Right.
When we start getting into the modern, the contemporary songs and such, Enya or something, then I need to go to the publisher and ask them, I've had this request. Are you going to let me do this for free or not? Because, I have like two people who want it, not 20,000 people.
Right.
And that can be the next step in what I do.
And, I feel bad turning people away because we don't do such things here. We need to send them elsewhere, but we don't know where to send them to get. Braille music is just becoming a problem.
Yeah.
The teachers don't want us to learn it. The schools don't think we're literate. It's been an ongoing problem, and slowly but surely we're winning. But,
more transcribers so that you don't have to wait so long.
And then the school doesn't want you to have the music to begin with. You don't need to worry about the sight reading and reading the music. You can learn by ear. It's not a problem. And, for some people, it's fine.
Yeah.
But for others,
they need it in front of them, in some manner to play.
But, when you're going to school,
not everyone has perfect pitch or able to.
But when you're going to school, it's a requirement that you do this. And the professors, as you'll read in our newsletters if you go online, have time and time said, you don't, we'll waive it. Well, if you don't learn the Braille music and you're capable, then you're cheating yourself, because then if you're going to teach it or teach music and you don't know how to read it, you're screwed.
Yeah.
But, you know, for those people who can't read Braille music, or they've tried and they've gotten frustrated, you know, companies as yourself and Talking Tabs and
mm-hmm.
whoever else, you know, whoever other companies are out there that do this can be of benefit.
Yeah.
And I'm glad to see that, you know, there are companies out here like yourself and Talking Tab that, you know, can do this.
Yeah. Well, it gives another alternative, and maybe it makes that music teacher more comfortable
mm-hmm.
with what's being used. I'm not sure, because I don't teach in schools.
Right.
And so I'm not sure, you know,
but
how the methods are taught.
Yeah. I mean, they may want to not have the whole piece, but they may want to, you know, them to know what the piece is about, or they may be tested on it, but yet they, you know, tell you, you know, it's okay that you don't have to read it. But then if they get tested on it, oh, I never got the score. You never gave it to me so I can get it brailled. Oh.
Yeah.
Braille.
Yeah. Or red.
It's too expensive.
Yeah, yeah.
And everything's a money issue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it just doesn't have to be that way.
Yeah.
I mean, hopefully, you know, we can all get along.
Well, as I publish this latest lead notes, which comes in it's a 77-minute CD that tells either the music teacher or reader how to read it for somebody, or the musician to understand what they're listening to, what's being read, and how to play their instrument. And
right.
then I have, 100 and something chords read, so that if you hear it in a sheet music, that it's B minor, you know what notes are in B minor. And so I'm going to have that published. I'm going to send that to the National Library Service for the Blind to be loaned out. And then as I get these other songs read, I will do the same thing with that, so that that can be on loan and more readily available. So once that's done, I would put that out on my website also, that, you know, that there would be a place that's loaning out the materials, and maybe that would be good for a school to borrow or something, to find out other options.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that each company, like I said, is different. So,
yeah.
You know, while Talking Tabs teaches you how to play the instrument,
mm-hmm.
your company assumes you know your instrument.
Or it could be for singing or whatever. It can be a songwriter or a teacher or just somebody who wants their sheet music spoken and not written, so you don't
right.
need to learn the clef, the staff, the ledger lines. And again, I read everything except percussion. I haven't had any requests, so. So I did direct a handbell choir once, but that's notes. Those are tones. So it's a different type of percussion.
Right. Well, very interesting. Now, the website is www.no-c-notes.com, and we'll have a link on our main links page after. I'll probably put it up tonight. So by the time this goes up to press on the podcast, we'll have it already up on our links page.
I will send you those samples tonight, so you can put it all together.
Beautiful, and we'll put it all together, and I'll post it tonight or tomorrow. But it's interesting.
Yeah.
To hear how each company's doing things, and that's what Menvi's all about. And now that I'm going to start using this page more often, you can go up there, presentations with an S, .menvi.org, and you can view what's there already. We've got several interviews about, you know, experiences like yourself, where you talk about what you do and let people decide. And I guess I'll give out, let's see, it's 5:08. I don't have anything else, so unless you do, I'll let you give out the contact information, and then I'll stop our recording, and after this is over, we'll go ahead and have that music played for everybody, and that will complete the podcast after the music and lead sheets and everything else that she wants to send me play. So,
First, I want to thank you. I mean, you contacted me right away. I filled out some inquiry form.
You filled out our contact form.
You got right back to me, and I went out to the site, and I go, wow, you have radio, and you do the websites, and I was just really excited to find you also, so I want to thank you.
No problem. My name's out there, by the way. although some of the articles that you may find on me have old information, you know, my website's usually kept up to date.
Yeah. Okay.
And so why don't you give out your contact info, and then we'll wrap it up.
Okay. Thank you, Jared.
No problem.
Well, again, I'm Christina, and where you can contact me is, the best place is the website, www.no-c-notes.com. And the email is, you can just do info, at no-c-notes.com. I have a P.O. Box, 3583 in Duluth, D-U-L-U-T-H, Minnesota. Yes, that is up north. And the zip code is 55803. And so just keep in contact and send questions or ideas. And the whole first 5 years I was doing this, I was just sending out demos to people and saying, is this working for you? What do you think of this? And is this helping? And I had a lot of feedback. So again, it is the communication, it's the making music that has made this so enjoyable.
Absolutely, and I'm glad you found us, and we hope by having this program go out on both podcasts that you'll get a lot of inquiries. We've got people on Menvi's podcast as far as New Zealand, so don't be surprised if...
I would love to give a seminar there.
You know what? I know a couple of people down there. I'd love to. You know what? If you go to New Zealand, pay for me for a plane ticket from L.A.
I'll pick you up on the way.
Me up on the way. You can stop through Los Angeles, and I'll meet you in Burbank.
Well, I've gone from one end of the United States to the other. So yes, I do need to be more international. Great idea. Thank you.
No problem. That's why you're going out on the technology podcast.
Yes.
Because we are talking tech, you know, CDs and tape.
We are.
So you are going out on the tech podcast as well.
I could be on somebody's, my reading can go on somebody's iPod.
Absolutely. You know, as well as, you know, a note taker, because the latest round of note takers do have MP3 support.
The
latest versions of note takers do.
Yeah.
I'll fill you in on some of the latest developments in the note taker round before we go. But
okay.
I do want to let that know in the taping here that the note takers now have MP3 support, the Braille Sense. I don't know if, I'll have to find out if the PacMate has any type of media support. I don't know for sure, but at least the Windows CE operating system note takers do, the Braille Note, the Braille Sense, the Voice Sense. But I'll find that out. But your iPod, your iPhone, all of these different PDAs and devices are now becoming MP3 compatible for you. So you'll have a very nice niche.
Wonderful.
So we'll go ahead and end here, and Christina will have the whatever, I don't know exactly what she's going to send, but whatever she'll send will go after this, and then the podcast will end. So thanks again, Christina.
Thank you, Jared.
And we'd like, before we go, we'll thank SIP Meeting, www.sipmeeting, that's SIPMEETING.com, for my using their bridge to do this recording. Thanks again, Christina.
All right. That completes the interview portion. Now we're going to hear three different things that Christina sent me on this podcast. The first that you're going to hear right now is a 34-second piece. It's Planxty George. I believe Christina had told me that she had composed this herself. I don't remember for sure, though, but it is about 30 seconds or so. The second will be an index tone that Christina uses. I believe it's used at the end of pieces, if I remember correctly. And the third is Christina as she reads a lead sheet called Down in the Valley. So we'll play all of these in succession, in that order, and that will then complete this podcast. I hope everybody has enjoyed. Take care.
Down in the Valley Lead Sheet. Down in the Valley, an American folk song. Tempo is flowing. Key signature of C major. Tones G3 to F4 will be read. Chords read are chord C major, containing notes C, E, G, and chord G7, containing notes G, B, D, and F. 3-4 time, 3/4 notes to a measure. There are 24 numbered measures in this piece. Phrases read will be 6 measures at a time. Song verses are at the end of the song. The entire piece will be played first, then the first phrase group will be played, and then read. Measures 1 through 6. Measure 1. Quarter G3. Quarter C4. Quarter D4. Measure 2. Chord C. Dot half E4. Measure 3. Dot half C4. Measure 4, quarter E4, quarter D4, quarter C4. Measures 5 and 6, chord G7. Dot half D4, tied quarter D4, quarter rest. Measures 7 through 12. Measure 7, quarter G3, quarter B3, quarter D4. Measure 8, dot half F4. Measure 9, dot half D4. Measure 10, quarter B3, quarter C4, quarter D4. Measures 11 and 12, chord C, dot half C4, tied, half C4. Quarter rest. Measures 13 through 18 repeats measures 1 through 4. Measures 19 through 24. Measure 19, quarter G3, quarter B3, quarter D4. Measure 20, dot half F4. Measure 21, dot half D4. Measure 22, quarter B3, quarter C4, quarter D4. Measures 23 and 24, chord C, dot half C4, tied, dot half C4. Lyrics. Down in the valley, valley so low, late in the evening, hear the train blow. Hear that train blowing, hear that train blow. Hang your head over, hear that train blow. Write me a letter, send it by mail. Send it in care of Birmingham Jail. Birmingham Jailhouse, Birmingham Jail. Send it in care of Birmingham Jail. End of song.